Show with your host, Lonnie Clark.
Get
together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. Thanks for joining us. Today is October 16th, 2017. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast. I do not have a guest today. Again, I apologize for that, but there is just not much I can do with the end of tax season. Yay, that's today. I still have to work like a maniac, but at least it's going to be over with and I'll be able to book the show. I'll have more time. So thanks for bearing with me these last couple of weeks when I just have not had the time to really follow up to get people to come on the show. In that vein, if anybody wants to give us a call, you can. The number is 817. No, that's not it. It's 718. 717-8106. That's the number. 718-717-8106. And welcome to the show. I don't really have any trouble taking up an hour on my own because there is so much going on in our country. I'm almost shocked. I can't almost even recognize who America is anymore. The fact that we have people making videos and talking about how the Puerto Ricans are just trying to take advantage. They want everyone else to come in and fix it. We actually had a senator or a congressperson on Fox News arguing with the host, or I guess it was on CNN, arguing that he was exaggerating about what's going on in Puerto Rico. And there is really not that big of a crisis. One third of the people, I think there's a couple million people in Puerto Rico. That's like several hundred thousand people in Puerto Rico without water and without FEMA assistance finding water on their own. That is tragic that our country is just like, the people in California whose homes have been decimated, nothing left. Their homes are burnt to the ground. And there is not a huge upwelling of relief and of support. It's like, well, they're Californians. They're rich Californians. It's in Santa Rosa. They're rich. Don't worry. They'll be able to handle it. Yeah, they'll be able to handle it. That doesn't take away from their trauma. And many of them won't be able to handle it. Not all of them were in the shape we seem to think they were. I suggest that Americans take a look in the mirror and really seriously, honestly, figure out where our humanity is. It is at the root of this age of fission, isn't it? The denial, the absolute denial of the age of fission is just stunning. The fact that people want to pretend like we're not being poisoned on a daily basis by Fukushima. What's the latest news? I guess there was a big hurrah because the people of Fukushima won in a court case against TEPCO. Does that mean TEPCO is going to really pay them? I doubt it. they will probably litigate, and wait for all those people to drop off like flies. I hope that maybe this is what we needed, was Traitor Trump to come to power in this country to make people remember what it was about. I wonder if I have my little constitution here. You know, we've lived in this like little dreamland where we thought we had a constitution, where we thought we had like a country of ethics. But at least, you know, when you're living on a dream and living in something that you believe, like we were fed a pack of lies, but there was a certain level of ethics that people kept themselves up to. At this point, there are the ethics of people calling each other names. This business about Kaepernick taking a knee, I was actually super happy to hear that he's suing the NFL. Frankly, I've been boycotting the NFL ever since that video of the guy dragging his wife out of the elevator, and he didn't get fired. He just got put on probation. Like, really? Okay, that's the NFL. Right? Really? I can't abide that. That's just outrageous. Did you guys hear about this? Hinkley nuclear site radioactive mud to be dumped off of Cardiff. Yeah, in England, they are going to be dumping all of the sludge from the Hinkley nuclear power plant and dumping it, just dumping the mud right into the ocean, massive tons of it. But don't worry, because they're saying that it's okay. So it's stunning that we're living on a planet where I'm just dumbfounded. We have Donald Trump acting like nuclear might be a good thing to use. We've always had this idea that nuclear was a good deterrent, right? Because nobody wanted the horrific effects of nuclear. And we have a man now who acts like he really, I honestly am still dumbfounded that we don't have massive protests in the street to get that monster out of office, to get the American Taliban out of office. I call Mike Pence the American Taliban. I mean, they're turning back gay rights. They're turning back rights for people that have been forced to come to this country based on the United States business politics. You think people from South America want to send their 9, 10-year-old children to California, to Michigan, on a bus with a bunch of strangers and pay them $5,000? You think that's their dream? It's incomprehensible that we have a culture where we actually blame the victims. And that's this whole thing with the Weinstein thing, too. Like, all these years, as if Weinstein is any different than Donald Trump. In fact, there's pictures of Donald Trump and Weinstein. Sexual abuse is our cultural norm. It is a cultural norm. Women are expected to sweeten up to their bosses everywhere. And I'll tell you what, as a woman, I went through that as a young woman. It's partly why I've been self-employed for 18 years. F them. Like, you know what? Like, I'm done. I mean, at what point do people get a right to stand up? Just like Kaepernick, you know, he's taking a knee. You know why he was taking a knee, it turns out? Because a Navy SEAL asked him to take a knee instead of sitting down. He thought he was doing honor to a Navy SEAL who asked him to please take a knee, because our soldiers take a knee. If you want to stand for justice, do that. And yet what's lost in the whole thing is the fact that cops are still killing people, still harassing people, still invading people's lives just based on their skin color, making assumptions of who they are. We live in a pretty mentally ill world here, folks. I got to say, we're struggling, our little planet, and who is leading the charge off the cliff, by the way. And I think that we are off the cliff. I just don't think we've hit rock bottom. I'm looking at all these little nuclear stories on Google, and I honestly, it's the same. I mean, I'm just like, so fed up with this attitude of there's stories out there. Trump is being touted as a decent human being. I think that's what offends me the most, is that Donald Trump is considered a decent human being. The president of the United States, he's tweeting. I actually follow Twitter now so that I can find out what our humiliation of a president is saying. And yet we have these elected officials saying, no, I don't think Trump's behavior warrants impeachment. Yes, it does. Not only did they should have challenged the election from the get, man, this whole thing. I mean, just like they should have challenged the primary. And yet, I guess this goes to show us, this is the thing, the freaking brainwashing, you know? I don't know. This is, let's just take a look at what our dear, sweet leader has said today. How about that? He put this out 2 hours ago. I was recently asked if crooked Hillary Clinton is going to run in 2020. My answer, I hope so. I bet he does hope so. She's a good villain, man. Everybody loves to hate Hillary Clinton. She's so easy to hate. She's not going to run in 2020. You know, there may not even be a 2020 with this lunatic at the hands. This wrecking ball crew is destroying our nation. Everything that we know about America has just been upset. We've gone back 50 years. We have the KKK administration. Honestly, and if anybody wants to challenge any of my thoughts, give me a call at 718-717-8106. We can have a discussion about why you think a man who was heard talking about grabbing women on their private parts, and a man who frequently lies, he publicly lies about what he does. It's incomprehensible. He doesn't comprehend the market. He doesn't comprehend the budget. He doesn't understand that our deficit is a different issue than the market. He didn't even know Puerto Ricans were Americans or the Virgin Islands. I went to go see the president of the Virgin Islands. Honestly, if he wasn't in such a prominent place, an important place in our country right now, it would be laughable. It's almost like watching Saturday Night Live in the White House on a daily basis. This guy is just like unbelievable. The fact that they want to get everybody's documents, there's this whole huge thing. They want anybody who doesn't like Trump, they're investigating. Because he's Pinochet 2.0. They're waiting until they can roll out the military police and start black bagging everybody. I hope everybody out there has actually watched V for Vendetta. Please go watch it. Go see what the state of affairs is turning into. That guy made a really great movie. And it is shocking. So listen to this. Mr. Donald Trump says, since Election Day on November 8th, the stock market is up more than 25%. Unemployment is at a 17-year low, thanks to Barack Obama, you dumb F. Companies are coming back to the U.S. No, they're not. They're not coming back. They're coming back automated. The jobs you're promising are just not going to be here, Donnie. Sorry, it's all about you. It's called narcissistic personality disorder. There is therapy for that, although it's very difficult to get over. You know what they say to do with narcissistic personality disorder people? Get them out of your life. Cut off all contact, because guess what? Once they put their focus on a target, they are relentless until they severely abuse them. And that's really where he's going. This guy has no idea. And you know why the stock market is gaining trillions of dollars? Because all these businesses think that Trump's going to give them a tax break, which they might, but how could they give them a tax break after the fires in California? It's incomprehensible. I'm going to go to the Washington Post and see what they've got going on there. I guess that Washington Post, I wonder, the Washington Post and the New York Times, I guess, those are the two papers that people read, right? They are considered liberal because why? They tell the truth. And they do actually spout the CIA propaganda. I mean, let's just get clear. None of them talk about the overthrow of governments because of our dear CIA, you know? So the front page of the, what is this one? What are you? The New York Times. The world once laughed at North Korean cyber power. No more. So now they're villainizing them again. And then this one is a very interesting story. Jeff Flake's lesson for Republicans, cross Trump at your own risk, which is really interesting because Jeff Flake really honestly is no liberal. He is a hardcore, tough love kind of a Republican who basically, you know, stood the hard line, patted Bush on the back while he illegally invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, funded everything, allowed everyone to be spied on. It's incomprehensible. Right before the show, I opened up the I Ching. And the I Ching is, I guess, an ancient oracle. It's a Chinese oracle, and you can get answers to your questions. It's philosophical, though. It doesn't tell you what to do. But I'm going to read from this. I just opened it up at random, and I thought it was really insightful. And it's number 32, duration. The strong trigram Chen is above, the weak trigram Sun is below. The hexagram is the inverse of the preceding one. In the latter, we have influence. Here we have union as an enduring condition. The two images are thunder and wind, which are likewise constantly paired, a constantly paired phenomena. The lower trigram indicates gentleness within, the upper movement without. In the sphere of social relationships, the hexagram represents the institution of marriage as an enduring union of the sexes. During courtship, the young man subordinates himself to the girl, but in marriage, which is represented by the coming together of the eldest son and the eldest daughter, now remember this book was written like thousands of years ago in China, the husband is the directing and moving force outside, while the wife inside is gentle and submissive. The judgment, duration, success, no blame. Perseverance furthers. It furthers one to have somewhere to go. Duration is a state whose movement is not worn down by hindrances. It is not a state of rest, for a mere standstill is regression. Duration is rather the self-contained and therefore self-renewing movement of an organized, firmly integrated whole, taking place in accordance with the immutable laws and beginning anew at every ending. The end is reached by an inward movement, by inhalation, systole contraction. This movement turns into a new beginning in which the movement is directed outward, an exhalation, diastole expansion. Heavenly bodies exemplify duration. They move in their fixed orbit, and because of their light-giving powers, endure. The seasons of the year follow a fixed law of change and transformation, hence can produce effects that endure. So likewise, a dedicated man embodies an enduring meaning in the way of his life, and thereby the world is formed. And that which gives things their duration, we can come to understand the nature of all things in heaven and in earth. The image. Thunder and wind, the image of duration. Thus the superior man stands firm and does not change his direction. Thunder rolls, the wind blows. Both are examples of extreme mobility and are seemingly the very opposite of duration. But the laws governing their appearance and subsidence, their coming and going, endure. In the same way, independence of the superior man is not based on rigidity and immobility of character. He always keeps abreast of the times and changes with it. What endures is the unswerving directive, the inner law of his being, which determines all his actions. I thought that was pretty insightful for us because that's kind of where we have to go right now. We really need to be unswerving in our direction. Things may be changing, but I mean, I think this fundamentally talks about ethics and where we're going to go and who we are and what we're doing. You know, I haven't reached out to Dave Parrish, and I'm sure he'll come back on our show. He has the Fuku Friday videos on every Friday. He has, you can go to Operation Save the Earth and see when he podcasts live. You can join him. But, you know, he put out a video this last weekend that talked about how we're making change in exposing these nuclear liars. And it is one drop at a time, and it is consistently being out there just by enduring and refusing to go away, because it matters. It does matter. This story about them dumping the sludge, I really just had, when I read that article, I about had a heart attack. They're just going to pour, just like in Fukushima. I mean, essentially the IAEA, who is supposedly the leader overseeing Iran, the people that are supposedly the respected people in the nuclear industry, this is their decisions. Hinkley nuclear site, radioactive mud to be dumped off Cardiff. Critics say dredging of sediment could increase risk of contamination on Welsh side of Severn Estuary. Okay, so this is my little suspicious mind. What a coinky-dinky that we now have a hurricane headed to Ireland, isn't it? Boom, headed right towards this place. And they're about to put more than 300,000 tons of radioactive mud. Some of its toxic byproducts of Britain's atomic weapons program will be dredged away to make way for England's newest nuclear power station and dumped in the Severn Estuary, just over a mile from Cardiff. Politicians in Wales have denounced the move, and one accused the Welsh government of selling out to London in the nuclear lobby. They have called on ministers to commit to further radiological tests before giving consent to the process, which is crucial for the construction of Hinkley Point C across from the estuary in Somerset. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's turning my stomach just to listen to this. You know, they want us to buy their lies, just like freaking Donald Trump wants us to buy his lies. I mean, listen to this. On Donald Trump, he tweeted this. This is hilarious. Art Laffer just said he doesn't know how a Democrat could vote against the big tax cut reform and live with themselves. You know how we could not vote for the big tax cuts? Because it's big tax cuts for the super rich. These big tax cuts are going to save the average person listening to this radio show in the United States $1,000 a year. If you're at the upper income level, a few hundred thousand dollars a year, you might save $4,000 or $5,000 a year. But is that worth it to give people like Donald Trump a $1 billion a year tax cut? I don't think so. We need to go in the opposite direction. We need to start taxing the rich. Because at this point, they're robbing from the poor. These tax cuts are not helping the poor. They are going to be taking from the poor. But you know, what do we expect out of a man who doesn't comprehend economics? He's bankrupted over 4 times. Bankruptcy harms people economically. It's not really an ethical thing to do. There used to be a time when people were embarrassed that they filed for bankruptcy. This guy's proud of it. It's incomprehensible, the Republican agenda. And even the so-called alternative media, like I hear so many of them, like, still dogging. Go, anytime you mention anything about Trump, this is the most hilarious thing in the world. It's like Pavlov's dog, boom. As soon as you say something about Trump, they come back to you, well, Hillary, blah, 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 blah. Well, Obama, blah, 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 blah. Really? Oh, man. This is why America is failing, folks. We are failing as a nation. Our children are starving. We have children going to school without eating food. Lots of them. A third of our children go to school hungry. And the Republicans, now they're food shaming kids. If you don't have money in these right-wing states, if you don't have money, you don't get food. There's no compassion towards these children. Oh, God forbid that they're little Mexican kids coming here whose parents have dragged them here illegally who don't speak English. I mean, it's just incomprehensible. It's incomprehensible that these are Americans. This, we are so insecure that we have no generosity left in our hearts. You know, the first thing that a dictator does is destroy the media. That's what Donald Trump has done from day one. Fake media, fake. Well, you want to tell us what's not fake media? Because if he's going to push Alex Jones on us as real media, I mean, it's almost like they all need to take their medication. They're Pavlov's dog. I see it's 8:26. We're halfway through. The number again is 718-717-8106 if anyone wants to give me a call. I'm going to give you guys the heads up. I'm going to be doing this on my own for the next couple of days. So I'm going to tell you my calendar. I had this idea that I would make this calendar that would be public, right? So I have an email account called ageofvision@gmail.com. And I set up a calendar, and I thought I put it publicly. And if you've ever looked at my podcast, you'll see a link. I don't think it actually works. That was my brilliant idea of it. And again, it's because I'm a slave to the desk of attempting to support myself that I have not had time to really figure out how to deal with this. So I do not have a guest for tomorrow. I do not have a guest for Thursday. I do have Erica Dugan coming back on. Thursday is going to be a repeat. That's since I'm in class on Thursdays. So I'm going to figure out one of my better ones on the repeats. We have a few hundred podcasts. So on Thursdays until December 10th, every single Thursday is going to be a repeat. But Wednesday, Erica Dugan is coming, and I cannot wait to hear from her. She's a woman whose family has been affected by fracking and really harassed by her doctors. And she really has been unable to get any real help for some of her children. We'll let her tell her story when she comes on Thursday. So I just thought I'd let you know that. Let's get back to the nuclear news and just read some of these headlines. And this, I actually, when I went to the Googles, I made like a separate little alert for myself so that I could constantly be reported on the nuclear stuff. And it's interesting what pops up. UK set to end outsourcing of nuclear cleanup. That's going to be an interesting little thing. Let's see what happens there. That's the Financial Times. That came out 22 hours ago. And let's find another little story, because how to survive a nuclear bomb in D.C. from the Washington Examiner. I'm not even going to talk about that, because if there's any bomb going off in Washington, D.C., it's going to be set by Donald Trump. Excuse me. That's for sure. I have such really, and I think that the reason that I have such a visceral response to Donald Trump is I grew up in a household with a man with the same characteristics, the same disrespect for women and children, the same attitude that he was elitist, the same racist, bigoted idea that he is smarter and better. I find these people repugnant, and I have zero. It's almost, to me, him and Hillary Clinton are identical. They're like two sides of, people are like, how is it that Hillary Clinton's book came out and she refuses to accept responsibility? It's just like Donald Trump. Like, these guys are, they're not separate. They're just not separate people, and they have been placed there. I don't know if many of you know who the Mercers are, but, you know, the Mercers are Donald Trump's backers, right? And they funded him to a gazillion, billions, millions. I think it was $83 million the Mercers poured into it. And they're the people that believe that we need to overturn the Civil Rights Act. They really want to get America back on track and keep those people where they need to be. Just like old Steve Bannon, who's still in the White House, folks. You might think he's gone, but he is not gone. He is not a gone guy. Steve Bannon has big plans for America, and he is effectively working through it. There's a story from the Business Insider that came out about Steve Bannon. I was doing some research. Me and Ed Oz, who's been on this show before, were talking about Bannon and how he's still, he's still in Trump's ear because Trump can't come up with an original thought, right? So the title of this thing, we did some research and we found Steve Bannon's obsession with a dark theory of history should be worrisome, by Lynette Lopez, February 2nd, 2017, from the Business Insider, which is a newspaper I really like. Listen to what this says. President Trump's advisor Steve Bannon is on the cover of this week's Time magazine in a piece that is revealed that Bannon deeply believes in a theory about America's future laid out in a book called The Fourth Turning, What Cycles of History Tell Us About America's Next Rendezvous with Destiny. This fact should concern every American, and boy does it. In the book, William Strauss and Howard Neil Howe theorize that a history of the people moves to an 80-year cycle called a secula. The idea goes back to the ancient Greeks, who believes that a given secula's end, there would become an ekropsis, ekprosis, a cataclysmic event that destroys the old order and brings in a new one in a trial of fire. So that's what we have. We have a cataclysmic event called the Donald Trump stealing of the election, the wrecking ball cabinet coming in, upending everything. And right now, we're in the trial of fire. Thank you, Steve Bannon. It makes me want to get violent and beat him up, to be honest. This era of change is known as the fourth turning, and Bannon, like Strauss and Howe, believes we are in the midst of one right now because he started it. According to the book, the last two fourth turnings that America experienced were the Civil War and Reconstruction, then the Great Depression and World War II. Before that, it was the Revolutionary War, beg your pardon. All of these were marked by periods of dread and decay in which the American people were forced to unite to rebuild a new future, only after a massive conflict in which many lives were lost. It all starts with a catalyst event, then there's a period of regeneracy. After that, there's a defining climax in which a war for the old order is fought, and then finally there's a resolution in which the new world order is stabilized. This is where Bannon's obsession with this book should cause concern. He believes that for the new world order to arise, there must be a massive reckoning, that there will soon be our climax conflict. In the White House, he has shown us that he is willing to advise Trump to enact policies that will disrupt our current order to bring about what he perceives as the necessary new one, the American Taliban. He encourages breaking down political and economic alliances and turning away from traditional American principles to cause chaos. Hear that? He believes in turning away from traditional American principles to cause chaos. Bannon is trying to bring about the fourth turning. I can't read this, but you guys get the idea. I'm going to spare you the rest of it. If you want to go to that, you can just Google Bannon, the fourth turning, or, you know, it's February 2nd, 2017. These are people who believe, these are batterers who believe that when they beat their wives up, that they're going to make things better because she's going to comply. And yeah, I'm going to keep talking about spousal abuse, because this whole thing about Weinstein, that's the other most hilarious thing in the last week and a half, is this whole outing of Weinstein as an abuser. As if people did not know that Hollywood has been using women since, for goodness sake, since the beginning of the film industry. Women have had to, you know, I can't cuss on the air, but women have had to give themselves away to despicable men to move up the food chain. I mean, we're hearing all these big actresses. Well, he molested me. Well, anybody who went through his door, he probably molested. Sorry about that, folks. I had a cough. Very similar to Donald Trump. What's hilarious is the indignation. But, you know, this country has a culture of misogyny and a culture of sexual abuse. A culture. It's part of the culture. People think it's normal. When a woman speaks up, people act like you're complaining. A girl at school gets raped by a guy, goes to the principal, and thanks to Betsy DeVos, no longer has the Title IX protections. She goes to school, and now they blame her. Now they blame her. It is really despicable. But as a woman having lived through that, I can tell you what, that is exactly what happens in every industry. It's not just Hollywood, folks. Donald Trump's a perfect example. What do you say? If you're rich, you can do anything you want. We heard him say that on tape. If you're rich, you can do anything you want. And there are women who are suing Donald Trump right now. In fact, I read a story that a woman who's suing Donald Trump wants everything he's ever said about sexual abuse. She's going to get him with his own words. This guy is just a despicable lowlife who needs therapy. So does Mike Pence need therapy. He doesn't want to leave himself alone in a room. Because why? Because at the root of his heart, that's why Mike Pence doesn't want to be left alone. Because in the root of his heart, he believes that he's a sexual predator. So he's afraid of what he would do. Because sexual predators can't help themselves. So he doesn't want to be left in a room so he can be contained. And that's considered admirable. At the root, there's a deep cultural misogynistic tone in this country. Men are allowed to beat up their wives. Do you know a man who kills his wife during a battery event, beating the daylights out of her and beats her to death, goes to jail for less time than a woman who kills her husband in self-defense? Look that fact up. It is true. Men get out of jail after sexually abusing children 8 months, 9 months, 14 months, 12 months. There's no therapy for them. They're required to register, but they're not required to get therapy for their mental illness of sexualizing against children. I mean, it is a cultural norm in our country for men to abuse women. The NFL, we had it on film. The guy punched this woman. She went bang, knocked herself out because he punched her against the wall. He dragged her out of an elevator and the guy got, whoops, you got to sit on the sidelines for a little while, bud, and you're going to be suspended, and spank, spank, spank. And the woman came out and said, please don't fire my husband because she wants his gravy train. Mothers teach their children to abuse women. It is really, who are we? Who are we? We need a conversation about ethics in this country, real ethics, not Christian, fake Christian ethics. I mean, honestly, even to this day, I still don't call myself a Christian. I find that the whole Christian ethic is despicable. Christians and their ethics really don't even know what the word of ethics is. And if there is a God, the day that they die, I feel sorry for them because they're going to have some strong comeuppance with their attitude and their lack of humanity. It is time we get back. We are on a very thin thread. We're hanging by a thread. The age of fission has left us dangling in the wind. We're like swinging right now. And the name calling, if people just did one thing and stopped calling each other names, just one thing and stopped saying the word snowflake or, you know, leftist or I don't know, you know, I'm sitting here trying to think about what names I call the Republicans because I really disagree with the whole Republican agenda. to me, it's completely unethical. As I say, I'm an avowed liberal. Like, I believe in the greater good of humanity. I believe that as humans, we can develop a kindness about ourselves. You know, we don't have to treat each other with malice. I'm not a realist. I guess I am a realist. Everybody does act in their own best interest, but I'm still a liberal. And I still believe that we can help each other out. And that I actually asked this in class the other day, is actually wealth building actually a good attribute? I'm not so sure that wealth building is something that we as humans ought to attain. I mean, I think when we come into these unknown Amazon villages, which, by the way, are being slaughtered daily by the oil companies. The oil companies have just decided it's all out war in Brazil and they're going down there and just murdering people. We're not going to have these untouched indigenous peoples in 10 more years because they're going down there and just slaughtering them. Well, we ignore it. So what we ignore is also on our backs. This is why it's important for us to make an effort to raise our level of ethics and raise our level of humanity ourselves. We have to do it ourselves daily. It's really important. If every person went to the mirror every single day, looked in the mirror and did a little bit of self-love, self-healing, look in the mirror and say, I love you. I really love you. Your sense of compassion and humanity for everybody else grows a little bit every time you love yourself a little bit more. The reason that people are name-calling is they're so insecure. Donald Trump has, actually, to be honest, I feel sorry for the man. He is so insecure. That's why his wife shines. That's why anytime he drags her out with him now, because he's recognized, man, she's the winning ticket. She has a sense of self-esteem. She has some dignity. She comports herself with integrity because she doesn't hate herself the way he hates himself. I mean, he has no respect for himself. It's very obvious the way he constantly has to put everybody else down. And yet we're living, same thing with Mike Pence, so insecure. What kind of a man, what kind of a Christian ethical man would go to a football game planned, charge the taxpayers several hundred thousand dollars to get there, knowing that there's likely going to be somebody who's going to take a knee? And then decide to walk out, a planned walkout for several hundred thousand dollars while talking about the economy. And then to top it off, this is his ethics. This is the ethics of Christian Mike Pence. He tweets a picture of himself several years earlier with his wife. I mean, does he really think he's not going to be caught? But what's that basically is a fundamental lie. So we have the vice president of the United States lying, tweeting out a lie. Like, he did not have to do that. He, honest to God, did not have to just tweet out a picture of himself with his wife at the Colts game several years earlier. Like, what kind of ethics is that? And nobody talked about the ethics of that. Sorry, guys, I have to cough, so I put the microphone so that I can not cough in your ear. There's not much I can do about it. It's going away, but I still got it. This is why I don't call myself a Christian, because of people like Mike Pence, to be honest. I mean, they're so insecure. They're so afraid that they're going to lose their grip that they have to lie. Their sense of self-esteem is so destroyed. And in that regard, I can't say that I really hate them. I feel like my dad. I don't hate my dad. I actually love my dad. But my mother's dead. I didn't hate my mother either. But honestly, I didn't like them, and they taught me a lot. The abuse they dished out taught me an awful lot about integrity and an awful lot about love, because we love our abusers. You know, this is why children defend their abusive parents. Ironically, the more you get abused, the more you defend your parent. Because humans want love. We want love. We want peace. Right now in America, we want peace so badly, we're willing to take the wrecking ball crew. We're willing to watch as Mike Pence walks out of a football stadium, pretends like he's doing something. He's going to stand up for ethics and integrity in our country and our flag while lying. That's a lie. What he did was a complete lie. We don't have people throngs in the street demanding impeachment, you know, which we ought to. We really ought to have people throngs in the street, like get him out, get them all out, throw them all out on their bum, all of them. I mean, start to finish. In Puerto Rico, we have people without water. People can live without electricity. They cannot live without water. I mean, our government acts like they're doing them a favor by helping them. And how many people are in Houston, Texas right now suffering from illnesses that they can't quite understand that's not being reported? Just like Erica Dugan. Erica's coming on this week and, you know, we're going to be talking about, she didn't intend to get sick with her kids. She moved into a great neighborhood and all of a sudden she's getting sick. And yet she's the one who's being attacked. I mean, this is outrageous. And, you know, I never actually really followed Twitter until Donald Trump decided to become a president, the Twitter president, right? He's sort of legislating from Twitter. It's incomprehensible. He thinks his ideas. What really blows me away is that people think Donald Trump is actually fighting the deep state instead of being the deep state. And I've told you guys my theory. I still believe that Donald Trump was put in by the CIA to become Pinochet 2.0, which he's doing a great job of it so far. The only problem is his greedy little ways has gotten himself in a lot of trouble. He sure picked up a lot of bad hombres. You know, Paul Manafort's probably going to bring him down. I don't know if he'll come down. I mean, this is the thing about these guys. The Mercers have a lot of money. The Mercers are really kind of super evil. They're like the Walmart family on the Republican sides. You know, now it's really disgusting. I find it fascinating that people who want to believe in Donald Trump will ignore all their obvious lies and ethical conflicts. It's kind of like people who want to believe in Hillary Clinton, right? I mean, I've talked to Hillary Clinton supporters who are like, you're just not listening to her. She's a really great woman. I'm like, really? Like, it stuns me that people actually believe that Hillary Clinton is a person of ethics. She's. In fact, I had a hashtag during the election that said, hashtag Clinton Trump, two sides, same fascist coin. I mean, they are identical, except that one's female and one's male. And, you know, there's really not much difference between them, folks. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, let's pull out this one. The op-eds. I have pulled up the, you know what we should do really quick is let's go to the nuclear alert since I don't really have anything planned. And to be honest, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning working on tax returns, so I really did not have time to get up early this morning. And I'm just going to search. So obviously it's 10 to 9. I obviously have no problem discussing issues. It's that endurance, isn't it? So this is October 16th, 2017, nuclear alerts. John Hopkins Outpatient Center, non-emergency. Somebody got what? They see the approximately 1.5 millicuries. So somebody got less than that they were. Two physicists counted 42 implanted seeds, verified two separate C-arm images. Oops, somebody was actually given too much radiation during radiation therapy. Here we go, Browns Ferry, Alabama, accident mitigation. happened on 10/13. So we're on the need to know level, and we don't need to know. October 13th, high-pressure coolant injection system was declared inoperable due to discovery of a leak on a sensing line. The leak is a steady stream located where the sense lines connects to the valve. Wow. Well, why is that? Why was it mitigated? This constitutes an unplanned HPCI system inoperability and requires an 8-hour ESN notification in accordance due to the failure of a single train affecting accident mitigation. So what does that mean? They have a steady leak. Accident mitigation, it sounds like they got a serious issue. It's still at 100% operation. So we also have Palo Verde, Arizona. Their number one unit is refueling. Nothing going on. Oh, we have a fitness for duty. Somebody got busted. Positive drug test. That's what you get for taking drugs at work. Random drug test, fitness for duty. Going to work for the NRC. You can't do drugs. God dang. These people, it's really like shocking. You know, we can just keep reading. They're just going to keep doing it. They're just like, they're going to keep spinning it and making money. What did, who's that guy that sang that song, you know, come on, honey, let's drink that money. Smokey Robinson. How could I forget his name? I love Smokey. I mean, they're just, I mean, in Fukushima, you know, they're actually selling us that Fukushima, did you see the story that Fukushima, they said that, don't worry, folks, because Fukushima is now, there's no more radiation in Fukushima. The test levels are normal for the radiation levels in Fukushima. So you don't have to worry about it. And things are getting back to normal just in time for the 2020 elections. If you believe that, I have some land in Florida to sell you, you know. What does it say? Hidden Fukushima nuclear waste released into the ocean. Really? That was October 5th. Surprisingly, high levels of radiation now detected along the Pacific coast and in the groundwater from the reactors. No one expected this. An alarming example of how radiation has spread. This is from ENE News. This is the... That's the headlines there from Newsweek. This was all done on October 4th. Let's try to find the original one. The study, September 27th. Let's see if I can look at the full report. We have about 10 minutes here. So nobody ever calls in. Does that mean that no one's listening? Or what? You don't want to be challenged with your ideas because you know I'm not going to go along to get along? Come on. We got to have tomorrow. I want someone to call us in tomorrow. This is completely, otherwise I'm just going to keep yapping away. Unexpected source of Fukushima-derived radio cesium in the coastal ocean of Japan. And, you know, the coastal ocean of Japan is where they're going to have the surfing contest during the Olympics coming up in 2 years. For the first time, they're going to have surfing. Maybe we should send this report to the Surfing Federation, right? This actually came out from Ken Buesler, Virginie Sanal, Ken Buesler, Matthew Charnett, and Saiya Nagao. These are all acclaimed scientists who were all respected. This is a scientific report, a real scientific report. You know, I guess what they call it, peer-reviewed. Let me just give you the synopsis. There are 440 operational nuclear reactors in the world, with approximately half situated along the coastline. This includes Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plants, which experienced multiple reactor meltdowns in 2011, followed by the release of radioactivity into the marine environment. While surface inputs to the ocean via atmospheric deposition in rivers are usually well monitored after a nuclear accident, no study has focused on subterranean pathways. During our study period, we found the highest cesium-137 levels up to 23,000 becquerels per meter squared. minus squared. I don't know what that means, minus squared. Outside the nuclear power plant site, not in the ocean, rivers, and potable groundwater, but in groundwater beneath sand beaches over tens of kilometers away from the power plant. Here we present evidence of previously unknown ongoing source of Fukushima-derived cesium-137 to the coastal ocean. We postulate that these beach sands were contaminated in the 2011 through wave and tide-driven exchanges and absorption of highly radioactive cesium from the seas from the seawater. Subsequent absorption of cesium-137 and fluid exchanges from the beach sands was quantified using naturally occurring radioisotopes. This estimated cesium-137 source, 0.6 terabecquerels minus 1. I don't understand how to read this, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize for not being a scientist type. 0.6 capital T capital B Q dot Y minus 1. I have no idea what that means, is of similar magnitude as the ongoing releases of cesium-137 from the Fukushima Daiichi plant site for 2013 and 16, as well as the input of Fukushima-derived dissolved cesiums via rivers. Although this input of Fukushima-derived dissolved cesium-137 via rivers, although this ongoing source is not present, is not at present a public health issue for Japan, the release of the cesiums of this type and scale need to be considered in nuclear power plant monitoring and scenarios involving future accidents. That makes me spit nails that they're again going on that any. There is no safe level of cesium-137 for any living matter. It's not acceptable. It is not acceptable that we have to live with cesium and that this is an acceptable level, that we're just going to watch our people get killed and every animal life that there is on the planet. Now let's take a look at, we have like a minute left, and I'm going to go to the mass animal desk. To end the show on a happy note here. That's what happens when we ignore the facts. October 9th. Oh, man, this is sad. 100 plus hippos dead from the outbreak of disease in a national park in Namibia. October 6th, hundreds of seagulls dying on the coast of Galicia, Spain. October 6th, millions of fish due to pollution in Telangana Lake, India. Thousands of sharks and marine life mysteriously dying. We've all heard about that. So we have less than a minute left. I hope you call in tomorrow, because I'm going to be repeating this. Hopefully I'll be a little bit more prepared. So I'm hoping that I'll have some things that I can have laid out. Today I just sort of shot from the hip. Having dragged myself up miraculously, somehow I didn't set my alarm. And I woke up at 7:20, so I went, oh, good thing. It is actually my pleasure and honor to be on UCY.TV, and I appreciate all of our listeners here. It does give voice to my frustration, and it allows me to share the information. Like Dave said, it's important for us to share the information. Take action. Put your courage feet on, you guys. Your voice does matter. It matters that we speak out with kindness, with love, with integrity. Let's reestablish our ethics. Talk to you later.